Chapter 4. Enemies. The young man and I sat on the bridge in the pleasant May evening, and I told him an adventure story. It was mostly a true story about myself, but I changed some of the details. I used my adventures and experiences as a hunter, soldier, and intelligence officer in southern Africa. It was a fantastic story about escaping from Africa across the Kalahari Desert, about an attack on my life on the sea trip to Britain, and how my best friend had been killed. I also added a lot of horrible details to the story of Scudder's murder at Portland Place. "You're looking for adventure, and it's standing next to you," I said. "Both the killers and the police are following me, but I don't intend to let anyone catch me." "It's incredible. This is pure adventure, just like Robin Hood and Sherlock Holmes," the young man said. "Will you help me?" I asked him. "Can I stay at your inn for 2 or 3 days?" "Of course," he said excitedly. "You'll be safe at my inn, and no one will say a word about you being here. While you're here, you can give me more material for the story." As we went into the house, I heard the noise of an engine in the distance, and in the sky, I saw the plane that had been looking for me earlier. The young innkeeper gave me a room with a lovely view over the area. The next morning, he brought me the newspapers. There was an article about the Portland Place murder, and another one about Carolides, but no mention of him planning to come to London. As I sat in my room trying to solve the code in Scudder's notebook, I suddenly remembered that Scudder had once said that Julia Cecchini was the key to the Carolides affair. Then I thought that Julia Cecchini might not be a person's name. It might really be the key to the code. I tried using the letters in the name as the key to the code, and it worked. In half an hour, I was able to read what Scudder had written. What I read there shocked me. Suddenly, I heard the noise of a car, and I looked out of the window. A large car stopped at the door of the inn, and two men got out. One was tall and dark, and the other was young and blonde. 10 minutes later, the innkeeper came into my room. "Two men have come looking for you," he said. "They say that they're your friends, and that they heard you are staying here. They even described your clothes. I told them that you left on a bicycle this morning, and they were very angry. They're having a drink in the bar right now." I took a piece of paper and wrote the following words in German, as if they were part of a letter. "Black stone. Scudder had discovered this, but he could not do anything for a fortnight. I doubt if I can do anything now, especially as Carolides is uncertain about his plans. But if Mr. T wants, I will try. Show them this paper and tell them that you found it on the floor of my room. Ask them to give it back to me when they find me," I said, giving the innkeeper the piece of paper. A few minutes later, I heard the car leave, and the innkeeper came back to my room. "Please go to the chief of police in Newton Stewart and describe those two men to him," I told him. "Say that you think they were involved in a murder in London. I'm sure that the two men will come back tomorrow when they don't find me on the road. Ask the police to be here early in the morning." The innkeeper did as I asked him, and when he got back, we had supper together. I told him about lion hunts and the war in South Africa. All the fantastic stories that I told him did not seem as dangerous to me as the situation that I was now in. At 8 o'clock the next morning, I was sitting at my window and saw the police arriving. They put their car in the garage where no one would see it and came into the inn. 20 minutes later, I saw a second car arrive and recognized the two strangers who had come to the inn the previous day. They left their car hidden about 200 meters away in a small valley and went into the inn. I wrote a line of thanks to the innkeeper, climbed out of the window of my room, and jumped to the ground. Keeping low, I ran to the stranger's hidden car, got in and released the brakes. When I had rolled as far as I could, I started the engine and drove away quickly. I thought that I could hear angry voices over the noise of the wind.